Okay, so it's Parshas Vayetze today, as you were saying. In the beginning of the Parsha, there's a famous Rashi. One second, let me get it out. Rashi says, Magid sheyitzit tzadok min ha'ir osa roshem, that the Pasuk is telling, in other words, the question is, why does it say Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva? Usually the Torah says you're going to point A. We know he's already in Be'er Sheva. So why does it say Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva? In other words, you just say that, Yaakov went to Haran. So Rashi says, Magid sheyitzit tzadok min ha'ir osa roshem. This teaches us the exodus of a tzaddik from a place makes an impression. Let me get everything out of the way here.
Can I say something right there? And yet, and I think we discussed this last week, or maybe in Daf, when it says "vateitze," it's not as complimentary.
Oh, I don't remember. Let me finish this piece, and I'll talk to you. Okay.
Okay.
It says "Nidmi Yerusha Roshem." She was van shat tzaddik but year hu hoda. When the tzaddik's in the city, it's like glory, it's glow, he's everything. Yet sami sham pana hoda pana ziva pana hod hadara. That when he leaves, it's like, the whole place is like collapsing. So first, he has a piece here. He quotes from the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi is Reb Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, who lived in the 19th century. He says, the chorus, why doesn't it say by Yered Yaakov Be'er Sheva? He says every place where it speaks about Yitzhak from Eretz Israel, it says Lashon.
It's Yerida.
Yeah, right. Eretz Israel is Gibomi Kol Harat. So it means on a spiritual level, Eretz Israel is on a higher level, and a person who leaves Eretz Israel is a Yored. Why is the Torah say Lashon Vayetze Yaakov? So he's not saying the way I said. Why Bechlal does it say Vayetze? He's focused in why does it say Vayetze versus Vayered?
Right.
Therefore, Rashi says that when he leaves Panah Hoda Panah Ziva, he says that Eretz Israel is higher in Ruchnius, and when Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, he says he took like a lot of the Kedusha with him. Kedusha Eretz Israel escorted him. Like Rashi says later on.
Because he was Yaakov.
Okay, just a minute. That Har Moriah was Nekar and came to him. He says, Memeilo Gabi Yaakov, it's not a Yerida, because all the Ziv and the Zohar, all the glow, the Hod, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael went with him. And that's why it says, Vayilach Haran and not Vayered, because he didn't do Yerida at all. In other words, he wants to say, like, he's taking the Kedusha with him. And let me just do a couple of pieces on this, and I'll pause. Then
there's an earlier Rashi on Vayetze Yaakov. You're reading from the second Rashi.
Right.
There's a first one here. I can hardly see it. It's tiny print.
Okay. Just give me 3 seconds. Let me just finish this piece, and then we'll do everything. Okay. So then it says another pshat is, again, he's focusing on this line in Rashi. She see tzaddik mina amakomos roshem. So his first pshat was that the tzaddik is like taking the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael with him. He says. This pshat is from Rabbi Nachman Mendel of Kosov. He says that when the tzaddik leaves a place, he says, notwithstanding that the rishumo of the tzaddik is nikar. In other words, you could see that the tzaddik was there. In other words, he's saying, like, even when the tzaddik's not there anymore, but the tzaddik was in a certain town, it leaves its Rishim, right? It leaves its Roshem, so you see that he was there.
Nice.
In my mind, I'm thinking, there's a shul in Krakow, which I've never been to, but my understanding is it's a place in the front of the shul where it says, based on our Mesorah, this is where the Ramah used to sit. In other words, Ramosha Isilis used to sit at this place.
Our guy.
then another pshat is, he says, this is from the Chasam Sofer. He says, look, Avram also left the place where he lived. How come it doesn't say Vayetze by him? And was an Avram left? He says, Avram, he lived among Goyim. So they didn't have any sensitivity to the tzaddik's in their midst. He says, but Yaakov, he left Yitzchak and Rivka behind and made a Roshem on them. In other words, you see a tzaddik, he's focusing, why is it only a Roshem here by Yaakov? Why not a Roshem when Avram left places? So he says, was nobody left there like to feel it? And then And then he quotes from Rabbi Yerucham Or Haftig. He says that see a tzaddik menachal mosa rosham. He says that in general, a tzaddik doesn't leave a place because of parnasa or comforts. It's just if the place went downhill in ruchnias, that might be why he would leave. So that's a siman shepana hoda. In other words, he says again, he's focused on law. You see a tzaddik menachal mosa rosham. Yatzami sham pana hoda pana ziva pana hoda ra. When he leaves, everything leaves. So in other words, not the pshat. He wants to say that his exodus is causing the downhill, you know, level in Ruchnias. It's because it's a downhill level in Ruchnias, that's why he's leaving. And then there's one more.
That's not why Yaakov was leaving.
You're right. By Yaakov, well, I don't know how he would fit it in by Yaakov. You're right. That sounds more like the typical situation, but by Yaakov, it doesn't seem to fit in so well. And then he quotes.
Can I ask a question?
Give me. All right. Let me hear a question. Yeah, go ahead.
Just as you were speaking, it occurs to me that if he left the Roshem on Yitzchak and Rivka, the two Jews, when he left, did it occur? Do we have any? Peirush, did it occur to Yitzchak that since Esav was so big on the Kibbutz Av that he could convince or try to convince Esav to come to some pshara with his brother so his brother wouldn't have to leave?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's pretty.
It never occurred to me before.
He says you know, Esav said, "I'm going to kill him."
So
it's hard to look at Pshara when somebody's, you know,
it's called don't kill
him. To take a gun and shoot you with it.
To make shalom.
I don't know. All right, let me just do two more pieces, and then we'll take.
Pshara was a poor choice of words, I'll admit.
Okay, now. Now, Reb Yitzchak, the rabbi of Brody, he was a mechutin of the note of Yehuda. He says that he had to leave his shteller in Brody because of all the, he had a lot of stress with the Rashi Kahal, the head. So anyway, I'll leave it anyway. Let me leave this piece out. Anyway, then also it says, Vayitzei Yaakov mi-Be'er Sheva. So the Beis HaLevi brings down, also the old Yaakov brings down. He says, why does it say by Yitzei Yaakov Be'er Sheva? The Ikar is to know where he went to. So he said, in general, this relates a little bit to what you were saying. In general, when a person leaves a place, he either leaves because he wants to, in other words, he goes from place A to place B. Either he wants to get away, either his purpose is, I want to be out of A, or my purpose is, I have a reason to go to B.
And B.
Yeah. So the Beis HaLevi and the old Yaakov, the Dubner Magid, both saying that here Yaakov had both reasons. He's got to scram from Be'er Sheva. Because that's what Rivka said, that, you know, he says, Rivka is the one who says, I heard that Esav is planning to kill you, so I want you to get out of this place. So that's the reason to leave at point A. But Yitzchak, when he charges him, he says that I want you to get a shidduch from in Haran. He says, and get a shidduch there. So he had two reasons.
While you're there, look around.
Yeah. And you know, it was reason to leave point A, a reason to go to point B.
Was Rivka ever afraid for her life from Esav?
I don't know. I'm not aware. Anyway, so what did you want to say about Vatetse before? I don't remember.
Isn't it Vatetse Dina and Vatetse Leah?
Oh, you had mentioned that. You had said Vatetse Lina but Yaakov.
Right. So Vatetse is such an exalted language.
Did the Gemara mention that? Did the Gemara mention anything about that or not? I remember it came up.
Last week, because I think we saw. It was in Gemara. It was in Eruvin.
I remember it came up, but I don't remember it was like directly. I remember you would raise something with it. All right, this I don't know about Vatetse and Vayetse. I mean, Dina is like going out. It was like you know, she right. It's like remember we
Yatzanit.
It's called Kvud about Malach Panima, that a woman's glory is staying. That's where it came up in the Gemara, that a woman's glory is like in the house and in her palace type of thing. And then you mentioned about Vatetse Dina Bat Leah, that she wasn't like so, in acting so properly. Okay. So anything else to say about this? You're good?
No. So the vayetze for the man is good, and the vatetze for the woman is not
right.
good.
Okay. Okay. All
it's
right.
It's following me from Parsha to Gemara to Parsha.
Oh, that's good. That's fantastic, Fern. Okay. Now there's a piece here. This is from the Shaila Torah. Shaila Torah is it's a sefer by Rav Shimon Yosef Miller. So he has a piece, he quotes from his father. He says like this, when Yaakov leaves, and we'll discuss shortly, so he has this dream and he sees the Malachim going up and coming down. The Malachim going up and coming down. So Mepharshim say it's the Malachim from, in other words, like Rav Schechter says, like their dormitories in Shemayim. So why is it going up and coming down? In other words, you start out coming down and going up, you know? So it's the Malachim from Eretz Israel. They're returning. They're like now off duty. And now the Malachim from Chutz La'aretz are coming down to escort Yaakov. So in the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel, now the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel really wasn't written by Yonatan ben Uziel, because Yonatan ben Uziel only wrote a Targum on the Nevi'im Ketuvim. So that which we call Targum Yonatan isn't by Yonatan ben Uziel, but it's an Aramaic translation commentary, and it's, you know, in the, it's printed in the name of Yonatan ben Uziel. But he says that the Malachim, that these Malachim, who go, in other words, the Malachim are going up. So the Malachim that are going off duty, that are going back to Shemayim, he says those were the Malachim that were nidchu mimechisto shel Kadosh Baruch Hu kufla mechatshanim. They had been pushed away for 138 years because he said ki mashchitim anachnu by stone. Remember the Malachim when they come to Lot, they say ki mashchitim anachnu namakom hazeh. We're destroying this place. So that was considered to be an Aveira. They said, we're destroying it. They should have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying the place. And
but
then
there were two of them, right?
That's correct. Okay, just one minute. So he says, and when they escorted Yaakov, then they were able to return back to Shemayim. So if you look in Lashon Targum, he says, V'hinun lav yin yate b'chista ad beit el. They escorted him b'chesed, with kindness, till beit el. You see, the Targum is Madgish, the Skun with Chesed. So he says, the Chet of the Malachim, they said, Kimashchitim Anachnu, that they took a doula for themselves. And if you look in the Perish Yonatan, he's Goris over there, the Degalian Mastirin, they were placed in exile from the Chitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Mastirin Mem Samach Tet Yud Reish Yud Nun. He says, and not Mastirin with a Taf. With a tough one, meaning that they had revealed the secrets of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, even you want to say they revealed the secrets of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, where the Iker Chet was that they said, Ki Mashchitim Anachnu. And if you look
Except, in Rashi,
okay, please, just wait, just one minute, okay? If you look in Rashi in Parshas Vayera, he says, Zehu Om Shan Shom Malachim Al Sha'amru Ki Mashchitim Anachnu, but Zu Dvar Ba'atzman. Rashi says, Mefurish, over there, this is the punishment for Malachim who say, Ki Mashchitim Anachnu. So based on this, we could say that here they're doing chesed. They're doing a kindness to Yaakov. So chesed is the opposite of me. In other words, I'm the chasha person. Everything is me. When I'm doing chesed, it's the opposite. I'm doing for somebody else, like for the zulat, for the other person. So that's the tikkun for it. So once they did this act of chesed with Yaakov to escort Yaakov, so then they were able to go back to Shemayim. Now they got sprung from their galus, so to speak. Okay, what do you want to say?
I don't know if it's a particular type of malach or all malachim. They're given one shlichut to do down.
Right, there. Right. That's what Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, that malach only gets one shlichus to do, right?
So now if they had to be mashlit in stone, whether or not they took the credit, and to escort Yaakov, that's two shlichuyot.
Yeah, again, there's 138 years between the shlichus. I assume that they're doing this on their own accord, the chesed with Yaakov. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's like, you know, that's the only thing I can think of. Now, let me just see. Yotet Chafbez. Let me just take a quick piece. Yotet Chafbez. I just want to see where Rashi says this.
You're talking about Vayera?
No, yeah, in Vayera, he says, Silicha Fez? Why is Silicha Fez? Okay. Yeah. Kilo Uchal, right. So in the end they said we can't do anything. That's what he says. Okay, so that's the four spies, so to speak. All right, now we'll do some pieces from Rav Simon. All right. You know, let me send an email out.
You didn't send a reminder.
Yeah, but I don't know. All right, let me send an email while I speak to you now. Let's see. 1 second. Let me just copy the link. Let me get the link. Let me see. Let me get the link here. 1 second.
Let me get the link. You're getting better in the computer since you started this, right?
It could be. It's Control C.
Me, not so much.
Let's see. Okay, Control V. All right, let me get this here with this portion. Okay, it's done. All right, let's see. So, all right, we'll go to Rav Simon now. All right, so the first piece I want to do from Rav Simon is, let me see over here. One second. That's told out when some what you say. Okay. So in our parsha we read about Yaakov and his marriage to Leah and Rachel. He gets married. He says, now the Gemara brings down Masechta Megillah that Rachel gave the simanim to Leah so she shouldn't be embarrassed. Meaning Yaakov anticipated that he knew his father-in-law. He knows he's a big rat. So he thought he'll do a switcheroo. So he gave Rachel simanim. And then Rachel thought of my sister Leah gets so embarrassed. Let me give her the simanim. It doesn't sound like the simanim were too helpful if she's giving her the simanim. It's, you know, so... So it's brought down the Medrash. This Medrash is in the Pticha to Eicha. He says that at the time of the Churban, the time of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Avot and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Melitza Yosher for Klal Yisrael Blon Anu. And they wanted to be intercede on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and they were not successful. He says, only when Rachel cried for her children and she refused to be comforted, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard her call. And
Mini Kalech Mi Becher.
Right. And the zechut of the mesirat, the simanim, and the merit that she gave the simanim to her sister. So he promised her, kish zachar lupulata b'shabu banim legulam, that your children will eventually come back to where they were. You know, it's interesting that whatever you're wearing, it looks like a talus, Fern. Anyway,
it's a shirt.
Yeah, I know, but if you just like to see, like the anyway,
it's very funny.
So it comes out that
that's
this
not my bag.
Yeah, I'm glad, grateful. Okay, so it comes out that this midah of being careful not to be mevayish somebody, that's what brought Klal Yisrael, you know, back to their borders. And similarly, it's explained in the Gemara Masechet Bav Metzia and Daf Nun Chet, Amalei Abaye the Rabdimi, Rabbi said to Rabdimi, B'ma Rabba B'mai Zahiri, what are they careful about in Eretz Yisrael? Rabdimi would go... go back and forth between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, and he would quote different things. So he said, what are they careful about in Eretz Yisrael? So he says, Amar Lei ba'achburi ape, they're careful about embarrassing somebody. In Eretz Yisrael, they're careful not to embarrass their friends and to cause halbadas panim, just like the Midah of Rachel. So then he quotes the Yerushalmi Masechet Demai, says that Reb Pinchas ben Yair, haba azil Bad. Rav Pinchas ben Yair was heading to the Beis Medrash. Abba Ginoi Gavir. So this river, this Ginoi River, was like blocking him. So Amarle Ginoi Ma'ad Manali Min Beit Ba'ada Upali Kumoi Ba'avar. So he said, you know, what? Why are you blocking my path? And the river split, and he was able to pass through. So his Talmidim said, can we also do that? So he said to them, whoever was certain that he's never done any evil or disgraced another Jew in his life, he can pass, will not be harmed. Otherwise, he shouldn't do it. So he adds on, he wants to say, b'derech klal, when a miracle occurs to a person, there's like a withdrawal of his zechuyot, like from his bank account. But if a person that had never like harmed his fellow man, so that person's in a different category. He's mekayim the whole matar d'abriya. He's fulfilling the whole purpose of creation. The whole world was created for the Torah, like it says, "Im lo briti yom amalana who coach my ba'aretz lo samti." But for my covenant, so I would not have like created the universe. And his covenant is the Torah, and the Torah was given. And the Torah was given just to purify people with their midot. Like the Medrash Tanchuma says, Torah was given letzaref habriyot, to purify people in their conduct. And since that's the whole tachlis of the Briya, so in other words, the world's created for this Torah, and the Torah is created for the sake of purifying people in their conduct. So Mamela Mitzad Adin, it comes out that if a person has achieved that, and he's, you know, already at the optimum level, so it makes sense that the whole Bria should be mabatel before him and not cause him to have a withdrawal from his bank account in terms of his chuyot. So with this he explains, there's a pasuk, it says, Hachzeik b'musar tiref natzra ki hu chayecha. He says that the Gra says that when a person lives, the purpose that he's living is to be meshaber the mida that he wasn't able to do up till now. So yeah, it always has to be mechazek. So otherwise, what is it? In other words, lechorim. In other words, the way I take it is I thought he's doing with a gilgal, which it could be. In other words, like a person has different midot, he has to break those midot. Like it might, like gaiva could be a midot, or arrogance, or you know, other things. And that's his purpose in life, to break those midot that he hasn't broken up till now. Okay, wait, so somebody's here. And he says the best etza to help you for tikkun midot is studying Mamarei Chazal concerning Emuna and midot. Okay, now I'm going to go a little further with this. Now he quotes, "Welcome, Ruth. Nice to have you. And I see your ceiling, Ruth. You there, Ruth? All right. Anyway, let me go on. So he says, what? Anyway, so the Mishnah says in Masechet Peah, in Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. In other words, there are certain mitzvos you get the payroad in this world, but then the mother load is in the Olam Haba. But Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is like equal to all of them put together. So the Rambam explains that on the mitzvos bein Adam l'makom, you get sachar in this world. But mitzvos bein Adam l'chaveiro, you get sachar in the next world and in this world as well. So that's what he said. Anyway, so he says, and the reason is the mitzvah's been Adam Lamakom, even though they're in the Adam Ruchnim, like for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so he gets Sakhar in the Olam Ruchni. In other words, like putting on tefillin, waving a lulav and an estrog, that's a Ruchni matter. So it makes sense. The reward is in the Ruchni world. But the mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveiro, even though they're also mitzvah Hashem, he gets Sakhar in the Olam Abba, he says, notwithstanding that, since they cause a tikkun, yishuvo shel olam, you're like strengthening society here on earth, he gets Sakhar also in this world. But the Rambam explains that Talmud Torah connected Kulam, that with Talmud Torah, even though it's mitzvah ben Adam l'makom, Yitzchar in this world, like ben Adam l'chaveiro, because Talmud is maybe l'idei ma'isa. In other words, studying Torah, you know, brings you to behave properly, or ideally, that's the way it should work. All right, so the thrust, again, that he's been doing up till now is ben Adam l'chaveiro, that Rachel was sensitive to her sister, gave her the simanim. Then we said this Rav Pinchas ben Yair he had Ginai Nara, is able to split, because he had was the Tikkun Midot, and he's fulfilling the whole purpose of the creation. So the creation is subject to his wishes. And then we said that you have to break the Midot that you haven't up till now, that's from the Gra. And then Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, you get rewarded in this world as well. Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makom, just in the next world. But Talmud Torah, even though that's a Dava Ruchni, you get rewarded in this world because it brings the Dei Maisa. Then he brings from the Bnei Yisachar, says, and that's...
I thought you said it the other way.
Say again, what?
I thought you said before the other way, that Ben Adam Lamakom you get in this world?
No. Ben Adam Lamakom, we said that Ben Adam Lamakom, the mitzvahs I do are Dava Ruchni, so I get rewarded in the Ruchni world, which is the next world.
And L'Chaveiro in both
worlds. Ben L'Chaveiro I get in both worlds. That's what he quotes from. That's what he's quoting from the Rambam. So then he quotes from the Bnei Yisachar, that's Reb Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov. So he says, in the name of the Magid of Mezrich, the Dober of the Magid of Mezrich, that the 13 Midot that the Torah is nidreshed by him, there are 13 hermeneutic principles, right? Like, you know, Kavachomer, Shabbat, so forth, right? So those arouse the 13 Midot Rachamim. Those, the two line up. There's 13 Midot, and there's 13 Midot of Rachamim, 13 attributes of Rachamim. So he says, therefore we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he prays for Miriam, he says, Kael na rafa na la. He says, Hashem, bring her refuah. She had sarad, leprosy, or whatever the malady was. So according to one shita, Kael is the first of 13 Midot. In other words, Hashem, Hashem, Kael, Racham, Achanon. So there's an opinion that the first two Hashems are not part of the Midot, and the first Midot is Kael. So he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers her, Vavia Yarokia Racham Faneha. If her father would spit in her face, so she would be embarrassed for 7 days, let her be punished for 7 days, which is a kalvachomer. So as Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Kivyachol, if you want to be ma'orer miyudgimel midot of rachamim, and the first midot is kale, so you should darshan the 13 midot, and the first midot there is kalvachomer. In other words, we have the hermeneutic principles. The first one is
I'd like to see these line up.
All right, now.
Must be a whole semester you can study on this.
Well, I don't know, but he says, let's move over this, that the tachlis of Limud Torah is the Asik and the 13 Midot of the Torah is in Reshbahem. And that's to instill in us the 13 Midot of Rachamim to be Medabek, the Midot of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like Chazal teaches us in the Gemara Masechet Shabbat on Kuf Lamed Gimel, he says, Havei Domela, Mahu Chanon V'Racham, Apatahie Chanon V'Racham. You should, you know, like Rav Lerner would say from the Rav, like Imitatio Di, that you have to imitate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That I think he was saying from a kind of from the Rav that that just like Hashem is merciful, you have to be merciful as well, and that fits in with the Medrash Tanchuma. The Torah was only given to be mitzaref the brio, to like purify us. Now he says he heard from his friend Rav Baruch Pesel Mendelson, who is also a friend of mine as well. He's a rabbi in Marine Park now, and he teaches at MTA.
What's his name?
Rav Baruch Pesach Mendelson. So he says that Rav Moshe Shiskal, who was the son-in-law of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Moshe Shiskal, I know he had some illness. He died, I think, in 1973. He predeceased his father-in-law, Rav Moshe. So he would visit an older woman, the mother-in-law for Aaron Soloveitchik on the east side. So he'd always visit her on the lower east side. And when she passed away, Rav Shiskal said, Lama lichayim, like, why do I have a life anymore? He says, in other words, like, the whole purpose of the Torah is to do the Midas Rachamim. And so, like, this was his, like, he was always doing the chesed with her. And he said, what am I around for anymore? She's not here anymore. All right. Now, and what, Ruth, it's nice to have you, Ruth. Anyway, so, it's, and then he says that even though a person should not give greater emphasis to a mitzvah ben Adam l'makom or a mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveiro or vice versa. In other words, you have to do mitzvahs like
as they come up.
Yeah, like it's, he quotes from Rav Pinchas Friedman, Derech Drush, says Lo yelecha b'kisra even va'av and gedol uktana. It says in Parshas Ki Teitzei, shouldn't have in your pocket two different stones. It means pshutos mikra, two different weights, a small weight, a light weight, and a bigger weight. But he says. The drasha is I shouldn't like like be magish one of the luchot. Luchot were luchot evan. So the chabikischa evan, you know, so I shouldn't have in my pocket, you know, evan, you know, luchischa. Evan va'aven gizulav ketanah. I shouldn't have like two different. This means that I shouldn't give, you know, preference to one. The first five dibrot or ben adam lemakom. Second five ben adam lechaveiro. I shouldn't give like priority to one or the other. In other words, lo yilchem evan va'aven. I shouldn't have, you know, one stone or another stone, and I'm only doing one. And he says the Rush says that even though they're the same, Kadosh Baruch Hu prefers so that a person does also Ritzon HaBriyot. In other words, Hashem likes it, L'Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So he says that it also causes like a Kiddush Hashem when we do Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So then he quotes from...
Yes, it does.
Well, then he quotes from a Sefer Ish L'Reyehu by Rabbi Yitzchak Kreiser, and he says that Rav Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman Zitzal was Abbez and Panovitz. He was the founder of the Panovitz Yeshiva. He stated that when I was in America, Rav Kahaneman, I met a certain assimilated professor, and he revealed to me the number of times he went to difficult nisyonot, and he wanted to convert and become a meshumad chas v'shalom. He says, but one thing kept him back, the jacket from the Chafetz Chaim. And he explained that when he was a youngster, he went to apply for admission in the yeshiva in Radin in Poland. And we came to the house of the Chafetz Chaim. The house was filled with Bachrim who would gather there also to be accepted into the yeshiva. So because it was so crowded, so he sat on the side. He waited a long time until eventually he fell asleep on his luggage. He says at night he woke up and he felt the Chafetz Chaim, you know, holding him carefully and putting him on a bed that had been, the bed was set up, and taking off his shoes. And then the Chafetz Chaim took off his jacket and covered him with it. And then he fell asleep again. And then he said, much later, he woke up and the Chafetz Chaim was sitting in the room, leaning over a sefer by the light of a small candle without his jacket and learning with a whisper, so he shouldn't interfere with this boy. So he said, I went through many different things in life, and I went off the derech with Yiddishkeit, but this vision of the Chafetz Chaim taking off his jacket to cover me, this stayed with me. And anytime I had a thought of Chas V'Shalom becoming a Meshumad, like I saw that image and I pulled back. I can't, you know, separate myself from a nation that has people who are so good-hearted as that.
That's beautiful.
Then he relates, he quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel, there's a Gemara, and he says, and this is Marg Lobapume, the Rabbi Gaon, Rabbi Eliezer, Menachem, and Shach, Zitzal. So Rav Shach would oftentimes quote this Rabbeinu Chananel. So this Rabbeinu Chananel is on the Gemara in Sech Pesachim, Daf Nun. It's also in Baba Batra, I think on Daf Yud Amud Beis and Baba Batra. Rav Yosef raised Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Chalash Vitnagid, that Rabbi Yosef, the son of Yeshua, he got ill, he became comatose. He says, Ki Hadar, and then when he recuperated, Amrle Avu Amani Chazid, his father said, what did you see? So Amrle Olam HaFuch Ra'iti, El Yonam L'Math, Tonim L'Mala. I saw like the world was flipped over. I saw the people who were so important here were not important in the next world. I saw the people who are not important here were important there. So he says, Amrle Bini Olam Barur Ra'ita. He says, you know, you saw the world with clarity. Now, yeah, that was a clear vision. He says, Vanan Hechi Hatam. So he says, how are we, the Talmidei Chachamim, how do we do over there? So he says, Ki Hechi De'itu Anan Hacha Hachi Itinan Hatam. He says, the same way we are here, they're there, but he meant like in a good sense. The Shemati Shiyu Omrim, I heard them saying, this is this fellow who had become comatose, he heard them saying, Asheri Misha Balakan V'Talmudo B'Yado. Fortunate is the person who comes here, V'Talmudo B'Yado, his learning is in his hand. So Rabbeinu Chananel writes that there's, somebody explains, Shabalakan Masav Miyastim Talmudo, that his actions support his learning. In other words, it's not just learning, but his actions support it. He says that he fulfilled everything they learned. It comes out like he's bringing his rayas with him, his proof with him. And he says that the diad is meramed on the ma'isa. In other words, v'tamudo biyado, the hand is symbolic of a person's actions. So he wants to say, Ashrei Mishabalakan v'tamudo biyado, that is masim, that he fulfilled, give proof to his learning. In other words, he learned whatever. He learned how to be machnes orchim, and he was machnes orchim. He learned this mitzvah, that mitzvah, the other mitzvah, and he did the mitzvahs. So Ashrei Mishabalakan v'tamudo biyado, his Talmud biyado, in other words, like the kiyum, he had the kiyum with him. Okay, so he says that's the Torah was only given to be mitzvah of the briyot, and the Torah, like, you know, cleanses us. Like David Melech said, Lasosun chalo kai chafatzi, Torah chavatoch mayai. I want to do your Torah, and your Torah is in my gut. And the Bali Musar says that the Torah has to be machas latoch tochu shal ha'adam, shanatola satol damachir. The Torah has to enter the person and turn the person into a different person when he studies the Torah. Okay, let me just summarize. I don't know how much you heard, Ruth. I tried speaking to you before, but you were in and out of contact. I can't hear you. You're muted. Okay, you can unmute yourself.
There was a workman here. I had to get him.
Yeah. I heard him too. I heard him too briefly. Okay, and I saw you with the mask briefly. Okay. Anyway, but the kitzur, the shorthand was that we learned about. Rachel gave the signs to Leah, so Leah wouldn't be embarrassed because he suspected that Lavan was going to do a switcheroo. So he did that, and because of that. Rachel's tefillot were answered in a place of the Avot and Moshe Rabbeinu's. She prayed for Klal Yisrael when they went into Galus. And then the thrust of this is that the Torah, like the Maasim, if a person's Maasim match up, they're in very good shape. That's the way it should be. Then we heard about Rav Pinchas ben Yair. He was going to the Beis Medrash, and this river was blocking his path, and he split the river. And Talmidim said, can we do that too? He said, only if you've been careful never to harm anybody, because you're going to have like a big withdrawal from your, you know, Zechus bank account. But when you're doing everything, you know, you're careful about everyone's kavod. So that's the whole universe is created for the sake of the Torah. The Torah is given to be mitzaref, the briyot, according to Rosh Tanchuma, to purify us. So then you're fulfilling the whole purpose of the creation. That's why you're able to split it. And then we quoted from the Gra that a person is here to be Meshaber the Mido, the Meshaber, the attributes that he hasn't done yet. And then we said Talmud maybe Lidi Ma'asem. The Rambam says that for a mitzvah, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, you get rewarded in this world and the next world. A mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makam, you get rewarded in the next world, because that's a Dava Ruchni, you get rewarded totally in the Olam Ruchni. But Talmud Torah, which is a mitzvah Ben Adam L'Makam, you get rewarded in this world as well. Because the Talmud may be the day Maaseh, because when you study, it brings you to actions. And that's what Mrs. Sharma says that as well. He says that if a person sees that he's lax in a different area and he wants to be mechazik himself, so he should study that area and he'll see that he'll you know, become much more careful in it. You know, I mentioned this to you once before, like years ago, like I wasn't so careful in my machronim. And we there was a sugya in Chulin where I was studying with my chavrusa about my machronim, you know, like up till here is this and that and the other. I said, you know, since we've been studying, I've gotten more careful with my machronim. He says, he too. He's like you're studying it, and then mamela, like you start doing it. There's a symbiotic relationship between studying and doing. And then we said that the Torah, we quoted the Bnei, or he quoted from the Bnei Yisaskar, in the name of the of Dober, the Maggid of Mezrich. He says that the Torah is Morer the Midas Rachamim. In other words, the Yud Gimel Midot is Maorer the 13 Midot Rachamim of mercy. And then we said that that we mentioned from the Reb Pinchas Friedman about, you know, he shouldn't be Machshiv Ben Adam L'Chavero over or over Ben Adam L'Makam or vice versa, but the Rush says that Hashem much prefers mitzvahs that a person does Ritzon HaBriot. And then we mentioned the story from the Chafetz Chaim with this, or from Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman, and he related that when he was in America, he was approached by this person who had assimilated, and he said that he, different times, he was ready to become a Meshumad, but this vision of the Chafetz Chaim covering him with a jacket kept him in line. He said, how can I leave a people has such, you know, people such Balei Chesed? And then we had the piece of Torah from Rav Shach, Ashrei Misha Balakan V'Talmudo B'Yado, you know, fortune based on Rabbeinu Chananel, fortune is the person who comes here, meaning Olam Haba, but Talmudo Biado. So Pshuto Shel Mikra means he brings his Torah with him. You know, like one of my Rebbeim, Rebbe Bronspiel, he said, like, person, you know, has his Chidushei Torah that he brings with him into the next world. Anyway, so, but the Rabbeinu Chananel is a Talmudo Biado means that the Biado is like a metaphor for your actions, that your learning is supported by your actions. So you learned and you did it. So that's the best. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Hey, what's up, Fern?
And I think this was in a Parish somewhere, that they said that Leah's eyes were
being Leah Rakot, where they were
Rakot, because of she thought she was going to marry Esav.
Right, I think Rashi brings that down.
Right, so why did she think that, and what was Lavan the one who changed that whole decree?
So I think Leah thought it because
older, younger.
That's why she thought. Then there was like everybody's getting married to the first cousin, and and remember, Lavan says Lo Yeasechein Bimkomenu Latedat Siralof Neabachira. In our place, we don't pass up the older one. So if you want to marry one of my daughters, you got to marry the older one. That's what Lavan said.
So did he really was Leah's worry, in fact, justified, and did he change that? Was he the one who changed that?
Well, I mean, he clearly was going that Yaakov should marry Leah.
Why didn't he want Esav to marry Leah?
If he was such a Rasha, what? Why? Why?
Didn't
why?
He want Esav to marry Leah and Yaakov?
Yeah,
but to marry
I mean, Yaakov's here right now. Esav's just like prospective, you know, and Yaakov's like Tachlis right now. I got a warm body here now. He wants to marry somebody. You're getting Leah. Then Leah's the older one. She's the one who's getting married first. All right, let me take a look at the Rashi on the thing. One second. Let me take a look. It's a lot on this parsha.
On all these parshiot, they're so chock filled.
Yeah, right. So Rashi says, "Shai tasvura la lopa garol shla esav ubocha shei wakol omrim shnei banim l'rivka shnei banim l'lavan hagdola l'gadol baktam l'katan." So he quotes from the Medrash Rabba that's what she thought would be the case. That was her cheshvan. She thought that was the way it was going, and I don't know what more to say now. All right,
Can I say something also? Sure. I had a question about the end of last week's parsha, just as I was sitting in shul.
Yeah.
So you have Esav going to Yishmael and marrying his daughter.
Yeah.
So that's a combination now of what? Of Amalek and what's that a combination of?
No,
Esav is Har Seir.
Wait. So he took from the descendants of Yishmael he married, right?
Right. So who was Esav and who was Yishmael that they combined so beautifully?
In other words, Yishmael is his uncle. So
I understand that, but what nationality does Yishmael become? And what?
Well, they usually identify him with the Arabs, is the way they usually identify him with.
And Esav?
Esav, Chazal, you know, usually identify Esav with like the non-Jewish world and Rome. Rome was identified with Esav.
Yafet
is usually viewed as like Greece.
He's Rome. So here, Rome combined with the Arabs here.
So I don't know what
head was going on this, and I didn't come to any.
Yeah, assuming Yishmael are the Arabs, and Esav represents.
So what do we got?
Rome. That would be the way it would go. All right, let me do one more.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
So everything that we are asked to have an achrayus on an ongoing day-to-day living to have mitzvos of Rechilus and of the mitzvos of Ben Adam Lamakom and Adam Adam, a daily and sitting and learning is a daily accounting almost for every one of us to look at what we do now in this world Yeah. Yes. And not to wait, not to postpone.
Right.
So why do you think so much focus is put at the end of the year with Yom Kippur, where it's almost assumed that people are bringing this big bundle of the undone mitzvahs that should have been paid attention to every minute of their lives? That's how I live my life.
Well, that's good. That's good. Then you must. Then that's wonderful. But there is a time of judgment each year. That's what Zal teach us, that each year there's this judgment that takes place between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So and that's also a very propitious time for tshuva. So people want to do more, you know, try to do tshuva and masim tovim, especially then. But in Achinami, the Gemara says, Adam nidon b'chol yom, a person is judged every day. Okay, let me go further. Now, there's the piece I spoke about this at the CM, you may recall. This piece from Rav Elie Meir Bloch, which Rav Simon quoted. He had quoted it in the name of Rav Tuvia Lez, doing it, showed it to him. There was somebody who worked in the library at YU. He studied in the Telzer Yeshiva in Europe.
And, name is Bloch?
No, Lasdun was his name.
Oh, I know, from Breuers.
Yeah, that's right. So he unfortunately had a son who just passed away.
Right, that's the one, the sofer. Yeah. It was a student of my father's.
Oh, really? Yeah, it was a very...
Breuers.
Right, very... That's Rev... I think his name was Rev Yosef Lasdun. So, anyway, so... And Rev Tuvia Lezdun was a very sweet fellow. Anyway, so he showed him this piece from Rev Elie Meir Bloch, who was, that's why I said Bloch, it was the Rosh Yeshiva, it was Rev Elie Meir Bloch. But are you related to the Blochs from the Telzer Yeshiva?
I don't think so, because I'm a K. I think they're H's.
Yeah, it's Bloch, but the thing is, but maybe you were originally a Bloch. In other words, like the fact
that... I was a Blochowitz or something.
Oh, all right. So, anyway, so... Anyway, so do you remember I said this at the...
But I'll ask my father.
Remember the... remember Yaakov, he travels all the way to Haran, according to Chazal. Then when he gets to Haran, so the Gemara says, when he got there, he said, what did I do? How did I go and not daven in the place that my forebears daven, meaning at Har Moriah? I passed by there and I could have davened there. What did I do? So he decided he's going to go back. And then there was a miracle, Kfitzas Derech. So it's Machloket Rashi and the Ramban, how this works. But according to the Ramban, it works the normal way, where like he was, you know, instantly teleported back to Eretz Israel. According to Rashi, So he's saying that... that if you don't grab the opportunities, that's a tremendous pagam in a person's nefesh, like a defect, you know, it causes a tremendous defect in a person's ruchnius. And he mentions by Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Vayaster Moshe Panav Ki Arei Me'abid El Elokim, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he hid his face, he was afraid to look at Hashem, that means like he wasn't ready to, you know, receive all these things. So then later on, in Parshas Ki Tisa, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hareini Nad Kvodecha, show me your kavod. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shiratziti lo ratzita, when I wanted to show you everything, you didn't want to. And he says, Abeshav shata rotza eni rotza, eni rotza. Now you want, I don't want to do it. He says, but the idea is that you have to grab the opportunities that that you have. And sometimes there are opportunities, you know, with Rebbeim, and sometimes, you know, and you want to grab them. And sometimes, like Rav Simon was saying, like, you know, you have maybe grandparents or parents if they're still alive, and you want to grab every opportunity you have with them. And that's the way that piece works. Then,
does anyone say anything? You mentioned the whole Rachel B'Shavu Vanim L'Gvulam piece. And yet, she has an early demise because she's sitting on the Trafim and Yaakov says what he says. I have trouble with both, that she didn't see Nachas from those, you know, her blood kinder, and she had to be buried where she was, and Binyamin grows up without a mother. I guess not.
I don't know how you mean
rewarded so greatly that she's the only one whose tears and prayers work v'shavu vanim
l'gvulam. Right.
And on the other hand, her father, she sits on her father's trafim, kiderach hanashim ani or something.
Yeah, kiderach nashim li, right.
That's
and
it.
Says, and it says, imashur yim tzara lohecha lo yichya, right, Yaakov says.
He that's
says,
whoever, the one, right. Yeah.
But I'm sure it's a lot of things coming together. I'm sure it's not just that. I'm sure it's a number of things coming together. I don't know. I don't know the whole cheshbon. All right. Now, he mentions, though,
rough stuff.
he says, you know, these parshiot are so nice, and there's so many things to give a drasha on in all these parshiot. So he quoted from the Divrei Chaim. It's Reb Chaim Halberstam. He was at Beis Din and Sons. He says that... It says, "Vayisay Yaakov v'Yerushav v'yelech Harana." The basic idea he wants to say that that even though Yaakov, in other words, Be'er Sheva is the meat of kedusha, but he's working with the Zohar. In other words, Be'er Sheva means like a place of kedusha. He's going to Harana, is like a place of Haron, is like he's going to a place where they're not kedusha. Vayifka b'makom, the makom is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he could see a Kadosh Baruch Hu even in Haran. In other words, it's difficult. Like, you know, unfortunately, like, let's say, I don't know, I'm thinking like people who are incarcerated, which is very difficult. You know, they have that one place, what's that federal prison where everybody's locked up here in New York? Otisville, right. They have that federal prison in Otisville where they have a whole cover of people there and they take them to the mikvah on Fridays.
They have daf yomi, I guess.
and it's anyway, but the thing is,
even Allenwood has plenty too.
Anyway, the thing is that if like you're in prison, it's very hard to like, you know, see how can I bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu here, but that's what Yaakov was able to do. He says, "Vayif gaba makom," he was able to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu even in this dark place. Now, then, this is a shita Rav Simon gave a number of years ago. Then he quoted from the Tiferet Shlomo, Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Rodomsk. He says, like the Lavan son say, Lakach Yaakov et kol asher la'avinu, that Yaakov has taken everything that our father had, u'me'asher la'avinu asai kol hakavod hazeh, from that which belonged to our father, he made all the money, he took everything from it. So Rav Shlomo Kohen Rodomsk wants to say that, I think he says he took the nitzotzot, like there are these like sparks of kedusha all over the place, but it means that like he saw... I think he's saying like he took all of the father's nitzotzot. In other words, there's nitzotzot of kedusha all over the place, and he grabbed them. But it means that he was able to learn from Lavan the way Lavan pursues his aveirot. He was able to learn from there and incorporate that for mitzvot. So it's an idea like you have in a lot of Hasidic svarim, and the Chafetz Chaim brings it down in one of his svarim as well. Like he says, like if you travel, this is the Chafetz Chaim, he says you travel and you see the peasants, they're up so early in the morning working the fields. So a person should take that like and incorporate that and for Avodas Hashem and be diligent with that and act, you know, to serve Hashem in that way. So he's saying that Yaakov, he saw Lavan and he was able to take from Lavan. Lavan is a Rasha, but he sees how Lavan, like, I don't know, he's pursuing cheating this person, cheating the other person. And he sees like, and take that energy and apply it to mitzvah. And he says, and Rav Shlomo Kohen Rodomsk has the same idea with Rivka and Yaakov. It says that she took at Bigdei Esav HaChamudot Asher Itah B'Bayit. She took the garments of Esav and Hilbishal Yadai and she dresses it with Yaakov. So it means Rav Shlomo Kohen Rodomsk, he took Esav's passion for Aveirot and was able to instill that, you know, in a positive fashion in Yaakov. But the point being that even if like you're in a, you know, a kind of negative situation where you're surrounded by Rishayim, there's a way to convert that into Avodas Hashem. In other words, even though it's, I'm not saying it's easy, but like you see people and you could learn from these Rishayim and learn something positive, you know, for the Avodas Hashem with it.
But that's different. That's different from taking that and converting it into something positive. You're saying that you can learn from it.
And right. But I'm saying, but it's taking a bad situation. In other words, I'm placed in a bad situation. I'm placed among people in a location where I don't want to be in this little place. And it's a misery. But I can use that experience in a positive fashion and say, I see how this person, you know, does his thing and this person does the other thing. And I can take that and incorporate it for my Avodas Hashem. All right. Now, there's a Rashi in the beginning of next week's Parsha. We have to wrap it up shortly. He says, Komar, in Lavan Garti, I lived with Lavan. By Charedata, and Rashi brings down, he says,
Im Tariag Mitzvot Shamarti.
Right, Im Lavana Rashagarti, Tariag Mitzvot Shamarti. So I'm sad that Aaron Moshe is not here today, but his ancestor is Zera Kodesh, who Rav Simon quoted right now, and I'm going to quote. So Zera Kodesh wants to say, first of all, he says, why does Rashi repeat Im Lavan Garti Vitriyag Mitzvot Shamarti? The Pasuk says Im Lavan Garti. What do we have to, why does he have to say, and then Klomar, as if to say Vitriyag Mitzvot Shamarti? So he wants to say that Yaakov was saying, I was with a big Rasha Lavan, but notwithstanding that, I was able to learn from him and to incorporate, you know, his bad things to observe the Tariag Mitzvot. And he applies this to Pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim. It says, happy is the person who doesn't hang out with the Rishayim. He's Asuk B'Torah. So how do you go from one extreme to the other?
You quoted that last week.
I said this last week?
You quoted Ashrei.
Oh, that thing? Okay, so that's the same idea. So he's saying that you know, the person is taking like the Rasha and using what the Rasha has in his Avodas Hashem. So that's the basic idea that a person has to do in this world. And then he's got more here. He said about what might not slew it, Mitzrayim. One second.
So you have to do two things. You have to recognize the Rishus and you have to learn from it.
Right, but learn from it in a positive way, right? So the one is you have to grab your opportunities and that you're able to learn like from the bad situation. No.
Miklalava tashomea hein.
Yeah. Now, there's a piece here, it says Vayinat Sluit Mitzrayim. So there's a drash that Chazal have in the Gemara in Brachot. He says that they cleaned it out. But there's a Hasidic sefer from the says from the Ari. It means that like they took, I think, the nitzotzot from there. In other words, everything that was positive from there, they took it. And then he quoted from the Shalah. The Shalah says that we were placed in Mitzrayim. Why do we have to go into Mitzrayim? He says we were placed in Mitzrayim so we would learn how to be an Eved. In other words, Mitzrayim taught us how to be a servant, and then we could serve Hashem. In other words, so it's like giving sort of like a positive twist on the Shibud of Mitzrayim. So, and then he mentioned that the Gra says with Lavan that everything like presages what will take place in Mitzrayim. In other words, like Lavan chases after Yaakov, and on the third day he overtakes him. And Paro hears on the third day that the Jews have fled, and they're taking everything. And we said by Lavan, remember this is Lakach Yaakov Kol Shalei Avinu, and Paro also by not Silk Mitzrayim, they cleaned out Mitzrayim. So the simple pshat is they took out all the the silver, the gold. But he once said they took out all the nitzotzot from there, and he wants to say that Simon says it's a like a blueprint for Galus in general. Anyway, the idea is you have to learn from a Lavan and Esav and grow from even bad situations. Okay, I think that's it for today. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, let me end the recording.